Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayta Masech the Saita Perik Ches Mishnah Beis. The Dibru HaShoitrim Alo Am Leimar, the officers, shall speak to the as follows. Who are these officers? I thought it was the Kayan Meshuach that was speaking to the people. Let's take a look at the Psukim in Parshas Shoiftim, Kapitel Chav Pasig Aleph. Ki Yisei Tzei Lamalchama Al Oivecha. When you will go out to battle against your enemy, Risa Sus Rechav Am Rav Mechol Loisira Mehem Ki Hashem Lekecha Imach Hamalcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is the Pasuk promising us. The Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, tells us don't be scared. Then the Pasuk says, when you're ready for the battle, that's the Kohen Meshuach Muhammad. And he speaks B'loshon HaKodesh, and he says all the things he learned about in the previous Mishnah. Shema Yisrael, let them crave Mayim L'Muhammad, Aleveichem, Al Yerech Levavchem, Al Tiru, Val Tachbezu, Val Tarzu Mipnei. After he finishes, the Pasuk says, this is in Pasuk Hey, V'dibru HaShoitrim Ela Amleimer, then the officers shall speak to the people, saying, who are these Shoitrim? So the Mefarshim explained that it's the Kayan who would say these things, and the officers of the army, they repeated it very loud to make sure that everyone hears this. And basically what they're doing is they're going to dismiss some people over here. They say as follows, Mi yu ish ha-shabana bayis chadash? Who's the man who built a new house? B'loi chanochai. Chanochai means he didn't move in and start living in it. When people move into a house, they do a chanukas habayis. Same word. Chanukah. Chanukah, they're able to move back into the base of Migdash. Chinach, or mechanach children. Give them a new life. So if a person built a new house, and he didn't live in that house yet, Yelech v'yashuv lebeisei, let him go and return to his house. We don't want him to die in the war, the pasuk continues, and another person is going to move in and take over the house for the first time. So what does this mean, that he built a house? What kind of a house? Zak de Mishnah, echad abayin beis ha-teven, whether he built a barn for straw, beis ha-bakar, or basically a barn for cattle. Beis ha-eitzim, or a house to keep wood inside. Beis ha-eitzarais, or a storage house. If he didn't use it yet, don't go fight. What I mean, people don't live in these buildings. Yeah, but it's possible to live there. L'shteitin ha-mefarshim. Iri explains it that way, based on the Gemara. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, it doesn't mean he's the one that built the house. Echad Abayinu, whether he's the one that built the new house himself, Echad Lekech, or he buys a ready-made house, Echad Ayorish, or he yarshins a house that was built. The Echad Shenitim Loi Or, this is someone that it was given to him, a ready-made house, Matan, as a gift. It's all called a new house. The house could be 100 years old already. Yeah, but for him, it's a new house. Now Rashi explains, he's going to be in war. He's going to think, oh yeah. If something happens to him in this war, someone else is going to get that new house. That's going to make him sad. And sad people lose wars. Not only that, sad people cause others around him also to start worrying and being sad. That's true for the Muhammad in Eretz Yisrael, and it's true for the battle against the Yetzer Hara. Have to go with a courage and a simcha. Vayter zok de Mishnah. He also says, this is again from the Psukim over there, Miyo Isha Shenot HaKerem, and who is the man who planted a kerem, a vineyard, V'loi Chiloloi, and he didn't redeem it. What does it mean he didn't redeem it? What does he have to redeem it from? Well, you can't eat or have any hana from the fruit that grows on a tree the first 3 years. That's called Arla. On the fourth year, it's called Neter Revai. Revai, meaning the fourth. During that year, you can eat the fruit, but only in Yerushalayim, or it can be redeemed, you can be paid it for coins which are brought to Yerushalayim and used to buy the food to be eaten over there. So a person who planted a vineyard, but he didn't redeem his fruits yet, that means he didn't have any benefit from it yet. Zak de Mishnah, Echad Hanetei Kerem, when the one plants a vineyard. A vineyard, by definition, is at least five vines, one near the other. Zak de Batanur. And they're planted Shtayim Keneged Shtayim, the Achas Yetzizanav, like a dreidel, so to speak. Four corners of the dreidel and the point at the bottom. Zok the Mishnah, whether it's a vineyard, or Ve'echad Hanetei Chamisha Ilani Machel, or someone who planted any five fruit trees. Vafilim Echameshas Minim, even a five different types of fruit. He doesn't go to battle. Zok the Mishnah, Echad Hanetei, it's true for somebody who plants the vines or trees. Ve'echad HaMavrich, Mavrich means he takes the branch and he shapes it, let's say, like an upside down ches, and he would take the roof of the ches and bury it in the middle part of the ground. So again, he's taking a branch that's connected to a tree, shapes it like a ches, imagine an upside down ches, plants the middle part into the ground, and when it takes root, he cuts it off. Now you have a new tree. That's called mavrich. V'yachar ha-markiv. Markiv means to mix, to graft. You take a soft young branch that you took off from one tree, and you put it into a hole in the side of another tree, and then it takes root in the second tree. But it has like the certain milus from the tree that it came from. So it's like a whole new tree. V'yachar ha-lekeach. Well, let's say he buys a vineyard. V'yachar ha-yayrish. Or he yarshins one. Or the kerem was given to him as a gift. In all these cases, he doesn't go to war. Weiter, the pasuk says, "Umiyah ish, asha eras isha," and who is the man who is mekadesh a woman, and he didn't take her into nesuyin yet, meaning there was just erisin, not chuppah. Like we explained, marriage is broken up into two parts. First, there's the erisin, and then comes the chuppah. So he did the erisin, not the chuppah. He goes home. We don't want him to think, oi, if he passes away in the war, somebody else is going to take her. Zak the Mishnah, here too, there are kulois. Echad ha-ma'oris es ha-psula makes no difference whether he was mekadesh, a girl that was never married, echad ha-ma'oris es ha-almana, or a widow. Afilo shemeris yaveim. Even let's say his brother died without children, and he is a yaveim, who can now be miyaveim, his brother's wife. V'afilo shama shemes achav ha-mocham. Even if he just heard that his brother died in the battle. The battle started and his brother died. He just became a Yavin. Chayzeri Baloi. Goes home, doesn't have to fight. Kolelu, all these people that go home, Shoyimin Divrei Kayin Marchei Muhammad. They hear the words of the Kayin that are spoken as they're getting ready for battle, organizing themselves for battle, getting into position. They're at the border, ready to go. They have to hear the words of Chayzer and then they go back. In other words, they can't just stay home and say, oh, just bought a new house, didn't live there yet. No, you have to go with everyone. You have to be there by the border. You have to travel with the army to the border and hear the Kayin say this. And only then do you go home. But if you go home, don't think you're going to be sitting on your lawn chair and sipping lemonade. No. Umesapkin mayim umazik. You have to supply water and food for the soldiers. Umesakdin es hadrachim. And you have to repair the roads for the army to travel on. So he's still helping the war effort. But he's not in combat. So we learned in our Mishnah, after the Kayin tells them, don't be frightened, before they reach the actual battlefield, and the army is about to cross the border of Eretz Yisrael, the Kayin gives a different drasha, and over here, officers repeat it, to make sure everyone hears it. They say, whoever built a new house, didn't live there yet, should return home. And that includes a barn for straw, a cattle barn, a woodshed, or a storehouse. And it's lav dafka someone who builds a house, even someone who buys a ready-made house, someone who yarshins a house, or a house was given to him as a gift. And then he says, anyone who planted a kerem, a vineyard, and didn't redeem it yet. We explained the first 3 years is Arla, the fourth year it's Neter Avai. Either you eat it in Yerushalayim, like Maaser Sheni, or you redeem it. But he didn't get a chance to eat the fruits yet. And this would include whether someone planted a vineyard. And a vineyard means five vines, two opposite each other, and one like a tail, and lavdavka vines, any five trees, even of different meaning. As lavdavka planting, even if he like does a process called mavrich, where he shapes it like a upside down ches, sticks the middle part into the ground, it takes root, and you cut it, you have a new tree. Or he does grafting, or he buys a vineyard, or yarshins one, or it's given to him as a gift. And we also said a man who's Mekadesh and Isha, he didn't fully marry her yet, there wasn't a Suyin yet, and it makes no difference whether it's a girl that was never married, an Almana, or even a Shemeris Yavim, even if in battle he hears that his brother died, he turns around and goes home. All these people, however, they have to mamish come to the border, they have to be ready there in the battle ranks. They have to hear the speech, and then they don't mamish go home. They have to stay around and help the troops, provide water, food, and fix the roads.